Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah.
Weezy.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining our team right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, Chris Thompson, presented by Steam Fitters UA Local 602. They built this city. Congrats, Chris.
Back in action.
You come back, you play, you deliver a win.
Hey, it was good to see you, man. You had missed, what, five games? Man. Did you miss five?
Yep, it was five, wow. Yeah.
Well, that was awesome, dude. It looked like you didn't miss a beat.
It felt good, man. I felt a little rusty out there, but, you know, I was able to get some, you know, make a couple plays, put us in some good position, and pick up a couple pass blocks for seven to be able to get the ball off and get us some first downs. And
nice.
That's what it's all about for me. So,
Geis and AP, they actually left you a couple scraps.
Yeah.
What was the difference? Why were there so many holes? I mean, obviously the O-line did their job, but, like, what was the difference?
I think just, you know, I think it was really just the O-line. You know, Coach Callahan wanted to, you know, ever since he's taken over, he's been wanting to make that a big focus. But this week, for sure, he was telling us every day that, you know, in order to beat this team, we are going to have to run the ball and we got to do it well. And, you know, I think the O-line just took that as a challenge. And AP and Geis just, you know, they ran for, I think, almost 210 or something like that together.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, 220, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. I think just everything was just clicking. We weren't having, you know, too many bad penalties putting us in, you know, in bad situations with holding calls and things like that. It was just on point, and you know, we were going to stick with it. Our first 12 plays that we had scripted, we were, I think maybe 7 out of the 12 were run plays. So, you know, he was trying to really try to set a tone, and, you know, we were able to do so.
How about that stiff arm that he gave Shaq Thompson?
Oh, man.
That was
crazy. Like, right before that, he kept telling me, he was like, man, nobody's out there talking noise. The only one that's been talking is Shaq. Uh-huh. And he just kept saying that every time he was coming off the sideline, and I guess he got his opportunity. He was able to get some payback with that stiff arm. But it was just great to see that out of him, because that's what we saw at LSU. That's why he, you know, was considered to be the first running back drafted a couple years ago. Was plays like that and his angry run style. So it was real good to see.
So, Chris, if one of your Skins teammates gets trucked like that, gets stiff-armed, do you guys goof on him in the locker room like the next few weeks, or is that a tricky topic? Like,
probably depends if they win or lose.
Yeah.
No, I will. I don't know. I think it probably depends on win or lose too. I just know in the offensive-wise, especially with the running backs, if we're picking up a block and a guy like just manhandles us, we get on each other about it and we laugh about it. So I would assume it's probably the same with the defense. You know, they probably clown each other when it's a win, of course,
yeah,
about it, and just kind of get to, you know, laugh about it, because those things that's going to happen. You know, uh-huh. Nobody's exempt from that. You know, everybody's going to get hit hard too. So it's something, you know, you can enjoy it when you can laugh about it when you win games, of course.
I know you're not a defensive guy, and you're probably not paying attention to what's going on when you guys are off the field. But what happened defensively? The Carolina Panthers marched down the field, 75-yard drive and a 55-yard drive back to back. It's 14-0 before you could blink, and then all of a sudden, I think Carolina punted 7 straight times with a pick in between. I mean, yeah. They couldn't move the ball at all after those first two drives. What the hell happened?
I think from what I could see, because for the most part I try to stand up and just watch and see what's going on the defense. I think there was some miscommunication and stuff going on, especially in that defensive backfield a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, I believe, you know, they did some talking and going on the sideline and made sure they got their communication together, or maybe even coach, you know, might have changed the play calls and made them a little more simpler and things like that for all the guys. And they just start clicking, man. Like, I don't know, man. It was unbelievable how great they end up playing after, you know, dropping those first two drives. And then on the offensive side, we went 3-and-out right after. I think, you know, after their first long drive, we went 3-and-out, put them right back on the field. They scored again, and then after that, they were on fire. And that's you love to see that. And I mean, our D line, those guys up front, got all the sacks that they got. It was amazing to see.
Talking to Redskins running back Chris Thompson, presented by Steamfitters UA Local 602. They built the city. The last couple of weeks, despite the numbers, you said you like what you've been seeing from Seven, and you weren't in the huddle. This is the first game you played with him in a while. Tell us what you're seeing in terms of the progress from Dwayne Haskins.
Just being in the huddle, I feel like he's taking more control. He's more calm out there. You know, everybody remembers he would go out there, the whole story about him having wristbands and things like that. And, you know, he's put more on himself to not even want to use the wristband and just trying to learn everything. And he was able, you know, he was out there, being able to flip and flip protections to be able to protect himself. And, that's what I love to see. I remember one time I was calling out the protection. I was saying it out loud, but I was like, man, we need to flip this protection. And he ended up, we had it like what we call a dummy count. And he walked up, he switched the protection, put us in a, you know, in the right position for him to be able to get all five or get all six guys blocked up. And, you know, that's the growth I've been seeing. And then he's getting more and more calm and confident back there in the pocket. So, you know, as long as playmakers, we continue to make plays for him, I think he's going to continue to get better and better. I love that play, that extended play that he threw the sprinkle that Spring ended up dropping it.
Yeah.
I think it was like on the 3rd and 12 or something like that. Those are the steps that I see he's been making, and I can tell he's getting more and more just comfortable with the game and the speed of everything out there.
You know, what's really been impressive is, you know, he hasn't been able to throw touchdowns, really, but he's limited his turnovers in his starts.
Yeah.
And that's been good.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge for sure, especially, you know, dealing with young quarterbacks. For the most part, with most teams, the focus is to have a good run game to, you know, not put that much pressure on a rookie quarterback. And thankfully, we were able to have a good game. But he's, you know, he's been limiting those turnovers and stuff as well. And I think that has come with him just growing and being able to read defenses better. The more he gets these game reps in, he's able to read and see everything differently. And, you know, I know he's putting all the time in to be able to continue to progress and help us win these games. And I'm just happy for him and for his team. You know, we've been able to put two straight together, and hopefully we can keep it going.
What's it like for you when you see guys like Nate Orchard and Chris Odom come in and have a massive impact on the game? I mean, Nate Orchard, you know, wasn't even on a roster last week, and I don't think you win the game without him, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You know, Odom had been here, I think, through camp and some of the preseason, and he had done some good things then before he got cut, and it was just good to see him come back and be able to make an immediate impact. And Nate Orchard, man, to not even go through practices with us and to be able to go out there and make some huge plays, man. It was great to see. Yeah, it was great to see, and I'm happy for those guys because, you know, they both just came from home, you know, being at home last week, and to be able to come in and get a few sacks and make that big play at the end of the game on that fourth down was huge.
Right.
How did Chris Thompson celebrate the win and actually playing yesterday last night?
I don't really do too much, man. I'm a, you know, I enjoyed it with my guys in the locker room and stuff. But after that, I go home and chill and try to go to sleep. And like I told y'all, I have a hard time going to sleep after games. I'm still kind of,
right,
you know, wired up and stuff. So, took me a little while to go to sleep. I think I ended up going to bed around 12 o'clock, but
did you watch some of the late games or watch the highlights? Did you watch Texas Patriots?
I watched some of the Patriots game, which I think it kind of came as a surprise to me a little bit, just how that game, you know, how that game played out. But that was it. I usually, for the most part, go home and chill and just get ready for the next week.
How does the toe feel now? Does it feel 100%?
It doesn't feel 100%, but yesterday it did.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked perfect.
I didn't feel any pain at all in the game, which was crazy. And I think that was the
adrenaline
going and stuff like that, yeah. Because, like, once I got home, probably 9 or 10 o'clock, it started kind of kicking in. The pain kind of started kicking in a little bit.
Yeah.
And it did a little bit this morning, but it's crazy, like, from – when I talked to y'all, I think it was the Monday before the Detroit game.
Yep.
Yeah, I was having pain, but I was able to do a little bit. And then that next week, it was like there was no limits to me practicing or getting reps in. It was crazy how much that 1 week made a difference. And I mean, it's feeling better and better. So.
It won't be 100% until the off season, I would assume. It's going to
Yeah. Doctor said it's just rest. I probably have to like stay off it for like a month before it heals completely. So,
right.
What was it like just being out for 5 weeks and then finally getting hit?
Oh, it felt good. It wasn't, the first play that I went in, I was like running, trying to look for somebody to hit, and it happened to be Shaq Thompson on the screenplay. Once I got that first hit, I was pretty much cool after that. It was fine, and I was ready to go.
That ball that you caught, that was on you quick. I mean, Haskins obviously has a lot to work on, but arm strength is not one of them. That ball was there.
Yeah, it's crazy because I didn't expect that him to throw that ball to me, because based off the looks we got all during the week, there was one specific look, which was a one high safety look where they ran cover three that we were expecting to be able to get that for me to get the ball on that play. And I can't remember what defense they ran, but you know, I just kind of saw a void in there, and Haskins saw the same thing, and he got it in there quick. As soon as I turned around, I saw the ball. I was like, oh, shoot. That's why I kind of like caught it with my neck and everything. It got on me pretty fast.
Better than a drop.
Well, luckily, you know what? Luckily for you guys, just in terms of the weather, the game wasn't here because it was awful up here. And it looked like it was pretty nice down in Charlotte. And, of course, next week you got to go to Green Bay. And it's probably going to be 15 degrees and snowing up there.
With that. Yep. Not looking forward to that. But, you know, we're going to have to battle the elements and just go with it and play a good Green Bay team. Hopefully we can go there and get a win, and that would be huge. That would be huge.
It would be huge.
Yeah.
You guys got two wins in a row. It's nice, something to build on. You'd be happy for a little bit. I mean, look, it's, you know, 3-9. It's nothing to write home about. It's terrible, but there's a little momentum, and it's got to be a little easier to go to work each day, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely is. You know, people are in a better mood. It's good to walk in and hear, see a smile on Miss BJ's face.
That's right. That's right.
Who works at the front desk, if you don't know. When she's happy and just going downstairs, everybody's happy and talking and have a good time. It's a great feeling.
All right. Well, enjoy it, Chris. Build on it. See if we can't get another one.
Yep.
Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Man.
All right, appreciate y'all.
All right, buddy.
Let's go to Doug in Myrtle Beach. He's been on hold for 45 minutes.
Dougie,
what's up, buddy? Hey, by the way, Dougie has been on fire. I believe he's 22-5 in his last 27 plays in college football, and I believe he had a massive bet on Ohio State.
Yeah, two mortgages, actually, yep.
Yep. So he's up like 11K in the last couple weeks.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I got lucky here a few, but I'm taking it all out and kind of starting over. But I was just calling in because that guy Warren Sharp on Twitter, who's a big analytics guy, is the complete opposite of Cakes. You know, Cakes just fly-by-the-seat kind of guy. But
yeah.
The one common theme they have in common, and I think the general public believes also, is throwing the ball is the way to go. And if you look at the NFL, it couldn't be more opposite. Every single successful team from the 49ers to the Ravens, to the Seahawks, go right down the line. The teams that win games, they run the football. The teams that lose games, they have the most pass attempts. And I know it's because they're behind and whatnot, but the Bengals, the Dolphins, those are the teams that lead the league in passing. My point is, you know, Cakes used to make jokes about Bill Callahan and, oh, this old 1960s offense. Him and Warren Sharp are just wrong. Every team that wins,
I'm sure Warren Sharp is wrong. You know how many numbers that guy crunches every single week? And by the way, the whole thing about passing on first down.
Then why is he wrong?
He's not wrong because he's not wrong.
First of all, Sharp isn't talking about total pass attempts. He's talking about passing on first down.
In a nutshell, here's what Warren Sharp is saying, that if you just walk up to the line on first down and automatically run the ball against defenses that are stacked to stop the run, and you don't even consider passing the ball on first down when you have an advantage over the defense that is presented to you, that's why he's grilling teams for not taking advantage of that situation. It's not that he's always pass on first down. It's if the defense is presenting stopping the run, then yes, you should consider passing on first down. You're being very elementary about it.
Whatever their formula was yesterday,
it worked.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's gone, but go ahead. We're up against a break.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
Well, there's a couple teams that are down in rushing attempts. They're having good years.
You know what? I'm going to take
Chiefs and Steelers. Now, the Steelers have had a bunch of injuries at that position, but if you look at the top six teams, Ravens, Niners, Vikings, Colts are losing record, Bills, Seahawks. Yeah, I mean, they're all winning records.
I'm going to trust Warren Sharp's analysis over Nubs Dugs, personally. that's just me. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm out on a limb.
All right, well, listen, I'm glad he called in.
Nubs Doug or Chris Thompson?
Nubs Doug. I'm glad he got to plead his case. Sure, I don't care. I'm glad he called in. He got to plead his case. Cakes got to defend his guy, Warren Sharp.
And I know you guys aren't going to go to him, so I wanted to get to him.
No, I go to him.
You said Chris Thompson on.
I go to him.
No, I know, but he called way before Chris Thompson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, he was on hold for 36 minutes, which is a pedestrian time on this show. Yeah. Jason gets it, but just wanted to get the gambling talk in, which I like.
No, I just wanted to give him his shine. It was a nice little hit that he had on Ohio State.
He's up 11K. It's pretty good.
Ohio State beating Michigan 15 in the last 16. Is it a stretch to pick Ohio State?
Yes, an 8 straight.
All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in as we talk Redskins on a Victory Monday driven by Priority Toyota Springfield, where you can have it all, including Priorities for Life, the most comprehensive lifetime vehicle coverage in the business. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on a Victory Monday, driven by Priority Toyota Springfield, where you can have it all,
you know,
including Priorities for Life, the most comprehensive lifetime vehicle coverage in the business. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com.
You know, life is so delicate, and the best part of this particular Thanksgiving for me was my daughter was back from school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every other part of it was just meh. The first time ever I had a Thanksgiving without my mom, of mm-hmm. course. Mm-hmm. But then I got a horrible text this morning from my buddy Chris Naki, who knows, has a mutual friend, a guy named Mark Butler. Mark Butler owns Ollie's Bargain Outlet Shops.
Right.
There's probably 300 of those stores across the country. And he's a big Maryland donor. In fact, the Turtle Top Tunnel at Maryland's football stadium. I don't even know what it's called anymore. What's the stadium
Maryland
called?
Stadium.
It's just called Maryland Stadium.
Capital One Field at Maryland Stadium.
Well, that turtle top was named after Mark Butler.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just got a text that Mark Butler had a heart attack last night in L.A. and died.
It's crazy.
Terrible
and Mark
news.
Butler and I knew each other for 15 years because when I owned the condo with the Moonies down there at the beach in Ocean City, they had a condo just up the beach from us. And we met them years ago. We would hang out, you know, on our weeks down there.
Yep.
His daughter, Bryn, who's at University of Arizona, is good friends with my daughters. Mm-hmm. And it was just shocking.
Yeah, well, we were just out at the
61 years old.
We were out at the Maryland practice. What was that, last week?
Yeah.
Week and a half ago?
Yeah.
We were talking about Mark Butler, the money he had poured in to help with the facilities and the fact that he didn't want like a big thing made about it, but he's happy to, you know, pour money into the program. And 10 days later, he's gone. That's awful.
And he was really tight with Coach Turgeon. It's just a brutal thing. 61 years old.
Yeah.
People just donk off all the time, man.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. People just have heart attacks. It's a show.
Trust me.
Think about it every day.
I know.
Think about it every day. Multiple times.
That's something else I couldn't get out of my mind. On Thanksgiving Eve, I'm coming home with my buddy Mike. We played golf that day out at Stonewall. My girl Sam Bishop hooked me up. Thank you, Sam. Sis. And we're at a stoplight in Ashburn, and I see a car. I've never seen a car flip in person besides, you know, watching NASCAR.
Uh-huh. Right.
I see a car get clipped, and that car flipped twice right in front of me.
Yeah.
So I call 911. Of course, no one answered because everyone at the intersection is calling 911.
Right.
Finally got a hold of 911, and they said, yeah, thanks. We got, 10 different calls. Went over to the vehicle.
You looked in the vehicle?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people went over there. My buddy and I went over there. We ripped the front windshield out.
Were you like a hero?
Hey, good Samaritan.
Well, we had to get them out.
I wouldn't have if I would just kept driving.
No. You couldn't.
Her car flipping?
Every time.
Car
I'm not a hero.
It flipped twice.
Wow.
I've seen a car bounce off a median, and I've seen crazy stuff. I just keep going.
Was the car on fire?
I didn't know. I didn't know what I was going to see when I looked in there.
Yeah,
I mean, they could have been decapitated.
Yeah, would you see arcticness?
No, they were fine. We pulled the guy out, and then the fire truck pulled up and said, don't touch
anybody. Were they wearing Hans device or something inside there?
They got airbags.
The airbags.
They have a number on their car?
They got
airbags. They flipped?
They got airbags.
How did the damn thing flip?
Just the way it was clipped. The girl, I guarantee you the girl was on her phone.
Yeah. Paying attention.
She was probably 17, 18 years old, not paying attention. She turned left on a green light, not with the right of way, and she clipped the back of the car the way it clipped. It flipped twice.
Life is fleeting. And then, you never know when it's coming to get you. But, like yesterday, pregame show, Fairfax, Glory Days Grill, shopping center. I park my car, take two steps out into the parking lot in between the rows of cars, and there's just an insane person driving like 35 miles per hour down the strip. Just heading in my direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I just turn and I just do this. I put my arms up like,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Why are you driving 40 in a parking lot and you're about to run me over? Are you in that big of a rush to get to Micro Center?
Uh-huh.
Really? To go see all
Black Friday shopping.
100 TVs are left over. Can you slow down a little bit? Can you let me get to Glory Days Grill, which is 50 steps away?
But
you always got to keep your head on a swivel.
But
always.
Hopefully this couple was fine. We pulled the guy
out.
The girl was still in the car. But, you know, we were talking to her. She said nothing hurt, but who knows? I mean, she could have concussion, back problems. But I couldn't stop thinking about that accident because I didn't know when I went around that car and looked in the car, I didn't know what I was going to see.
Yeah. As he said, you could have seen a lot of hard things.
They got lucky.
Absolutely.
I just think that was Thanksgiving Eve. So they were probably in the hospital all day Thanksgiving.
Terrible.
Just because of that clueless.
But they're lucky they're alive. I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
The clueless
obviously.
Teenager, and I guarantee I would put my life savings on it. She was on her phone.
Right.
Because there's no way, as she's pulling into the intersection, I'm going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I could see it happen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, to me, you're like a hero.
That is pretty heroic.
I would never approach the vehicle. I wouldn't
He's a Tyler.
Yeah.
He's a Tyler hero.
Yeah. I would never want to
launch
see
long
well,
three
honestly,
balls.
What honestly, was in there. The way we wanted to go, you couldn't make a left. There was nowhere to go.
Yeah. I would have just sat in my car. I would have let the professionals handle it.
Well, they finally got
that
there.
Thing could have been on fire. Unless my children were in it, not happening.
I kept waiting for the thing to explode.
Right.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
You think I'm going to get near a potentially exploding
car?
Well,
if it was on fire, I obviously wouldn't have done it, but we had to get them out.
Oh, I wouldn't have had to get
Luckily,
them out.
Luckily, there was an off-duty firefighter that was...
And knew what they were doing?
Yeah, he was the one who was talking
like
to
screaming,
them.
Don't touch
but
him.
Once the truck pulled up, the ambulance, they screamed at us and said, don't touch him.
Sure. Yeah. That's your cue to leave.
You know, we disobeyed that and we took the guy out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just said we got the guy out.
Yeah. No, but you didn't do it after they said it.
Oh, no. We got No, we pulled him out before the
they
fire
got
truck
there,
pulled
got
up.
Yeah. Right.
But the woman was still in the car.
Man, all right. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're a hero. You're a hero. JP's a hero because he looked at the guy that crashed into the building. There was no chance I was going to check on him either.
Hey, we're heroes for getting it on Twitter. For getting those pics on Twitter.
Oh, we had to get those pics up.
Yeah, yeah. Documenting it.
You could get a lot of hits.
How many years ago was
all
that?
All we are journalists, CB.
That'd have been a decade.
That'd have been a decade ago. When the guy crashed into the building?
Yeah.
I can't believe what you've done to my building. Look at Bob, the building former building owner. Look at this mess you made.
All right,
someone get some plywood.
When we come back, we got one segment left. We'll get in the EP. This will give us some time.
You can get some reviews for the Irishman. These guys have seen like combined half of the movie.
I can't give up a review when I've seen 40 minutes of it.
I've seen an hour and 12 minutes of it.
It's about a quarter of it.
And I thought I saw a 5-hour movie.
Oh, really? You're not saying?
Right, no, I didn't say that. I didn't
don't
like
say
it.
Much.
All right,
because I know Valise saw it and Dravy saw it.
It's the longest movie in history.
Yeah. I'm out. Just on the line. All right, there's a chill in the air as that cold Washington winter's creeping in. Make sure your residential commercial heating system is ready to keep you warm all season long by calling Crop Metcalf 5-star heating experts. A Crop Metcalf 5-star technician has the training and know-how to properly fix and maintain your system and catch potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner, the Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on a Victory Monday driven by Priority Toyota Springfield, where you can have it all, including Priorities for Life, the most comprehensive lifetime vehicle coverage in the business. Shop PriorityToyotaSpringfield.com. Redskins get their second straight win. Typically, we have Morgan Moses join us on the show on Mondays. He was having an MRI today.
Hopefully it goes all right.
So he will join us tomorrow, and I believe we'll have Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals on tomorrow. They're on a three-game heater.
Very good.
They won before Thanksgiving. They won after Thanksgiving.
I believe Mike Bray also tomorrow, 9:40.
Are you confirmed with him?
Irish play the Terps Wednesday.
Ooh.
Very nice. Cool.
It's always great
to have
Mike.
What type of team does Bray have this year?
Older team. I think they're 6-1. I think their only loss is North Carolina, which was their opener.
So a typical Bray team that's going to make the tournament?
I don't know that. Yeah. I'm just saying it's a crapshoot. I mean, it's a tough conference. So we'll see. But it's good. I don't think we had Mike on once last year, so it'll be good to talk about.
I like Coach, but I hope the Terps pwn him real good.
I know you do. Yeah.
Personally.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page. Get some Irishman reviews.
Speaking of the Irish.
That's all anybody wants to talk about. But first, before we do that, let me just give you the box office report. Frozen 2, taking care of business, did another 85 million cakes. Unbelievable.
Who is the voice of Elsa?
Elsa is
a famous person?
Is that Idina Menzel?
Oh, okay.
Is that correct?
Or
is it
she's famous.
Kristen Bell, I know, is involved.
You know what? We'll say for our purposes, that's correct.
Could be wrong. I've seen Frozen, haven't seen the sequel.
Knives Out.
Yes, Idina Menzel.
Whereas John Travolta infamously butchered her name on an award show. He called her
Manziel?
Adele Dazeem.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's a dope.
Is he simply dyslexic or is he just stupid?
I don't know if he was just like misreading like the prompter or he just lost his mind for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, classic moment. Knives Out finished second to $27 million. Ford versus Ferrari did another $13 million. I kind of think I want to see that. You said you.
I don't want to see. He
4.25 cake batters over here.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Yeah. Maybe I should see it one of these days.
Skosh longer than it needs to be, but it's
not like The Irishman. It's not 18 hours.
It's not 3 hours and like 48 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it comes in at about 2:32.
Right.
Still kind of long.
Football game's 3 hours.
So give us the Ford versus Ferrari review. So I know Drabby's seen it. Jason's seen an hour.
You mean the Irishman review.
The Irishman. Yeah. What did I say? Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah.
The Irishman review. Jason's seen an hour of it. Drabby saw it and I believe liked it. Or no, didn't like it. Valdez, I think, did like it. I think. Right? Is that correct?
You want our official ratings?
Yeah, we'll go. Just give me a little talk first and then give us your rating.
All right. Well, I think anytime you have De Niro and
this
Pesci
is Matt Valdez
and Scorsese or Scorsese as Kevin calls them together, that's like an automatic 3 from there. You can't go lower than a 3.
Right. Okay. I'll give you that.
So it's a pretty high low bar. Floor.
That's a pretty high.
But I enjoyed the story. I didn't know all of this backstory about Jimmy Hoffa, and I didn't think it was long at all. And I stayed up till midnight watching it. I gave it a 4.25.
4.25.
Now, I'll just say this from what I've seen so far. When I see Pacino playing Jimmy Hoffa, I can't get away from Pacino in some of his earlier roles.
Now, I will say Pacino was probably the weakest link in terms of the acting.
Now, I'm only 48 minutes in. Full disclosure.
You're Joni on Pacino's acting?
You know, he's kind of lost his fastball.
You think he has?
Yeah.
He lost it 20
years
ago.
Is he just screaming? Does he just do screaming bits?
He is screaming at some point.
That seems like what his acting is.
But he plays Jimmy Hoffa, so he had to change his accent a little bit, his dialect, because Jimmy Hoffa was from, like, I don't know, Indiana or somewhere out there in the Midwest.
Yeah.
But the acting's very good so far that I've seen.
Let's never forget Al Pacino's high watermark as the coach of the Miami Sharks with his pep talk in the locker room in Any Given Sunday. Okay, I understand it's not really his high watermark, it's really good.
I actually watched one of Kevin's bits where he asked a question of Pacino, Scorsese, and De Niro, and Pacino in the answer brought up something about this whole de-aging process. So Pacino's like 80 in real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so parts of the movie, they use computer-generated graphics and make him look 39 or 49.
Uh-huh.
But he said, The hard part is you still move like you're 80, so it's like hard to get up out of the chair and things like that. Yeah.
Drab has one.
So he apparently did a scene, and then people said, you got to do it again. He's like, why? I said, because you're moving like an 80-year-old.
Yeah, he's 79. He's 79. Right.
That's the problem with parts of the movie. It's just the de-aging is cartoony at times.
Oh, really? Yeah.
There's a scene where De Niro beats up a butcher shop owner.
It's so fake. It's so
fake. He's supposed to be 48.
I'm out.
To be 48 years old, right?
Yeah.
Your age. He beats up this butcher. And he's stomping on him like he's 95.
Yeah.
It's comical. Well, I saw that scene last night.
This movie's stupid. I'm out.
But it's not just that. When he's stomping on him, you can tell.
It's
that he's,
so slow.
You can almost tell because I watched it over and over.
Yeah.
You can tell he's just missing by a foot.
And there's, no.
By a foot is missing.
And it's not even that. There's no force behind it. Like, even if he was landing them, the guy wouldn't be hurt. He wouldn't be hurting. When he smashes his hand.
I'm out. Are these old
directors? Thank you for this.
Are these old directors just punting? Remember when Eastwood just put like a fake baby doll?
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
American Sniper.
Look, they got a pinch.
Look, Eric, I just know you're looking for a reason to not like it and not watch it.
I'm looking
just
for a reason to not sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For some reason, you have the most time in the world, but for some can't carve out 3.5 hours in a day to watch
you
a movie.
You won't find me really watch anything for 4 hours straight except for Shark Tank.
Trust
reruns.
Me. I was really looking
car show
When I saw the scene where De Niro comes home and realizes that the butcher put his hands on his daughter, I was like, oh, I can't wait.
I was like, a huge letdown.
I can't wait to see him go beat down the butcher. And then when I saw him stomp on his head like this. Take that.
And then
take that. Yeah. What do you think of this?
Couldn't they use some sort of body double or something?
I don't know what they were
doing.
Yeah,
you need a stunt man.
He's so old, he's doing the Charleston on his face.
That part was terrible.
Oh, well, I'm out. Sounds like a horrible movie.
Best part was when the whoever played the butcher dove through the window.
Yeah.
Because there's no way De Niro could throw him through the window. He dove through it.
Right.
Look, they're focusing on that, but there's silly mob. There's silly mob hits. Silly acting.
Yeah,
You'll
that's
like
a very
it.
Small part, but it is. It jumped out at you.
The last hour is better than the first two, which are at a crawl.
Right.
Yeah, it's very long.
Yeah, that sounds.
Well,
terrible.
Cake's only watched 45 minutes.
Yeah, but you're out, right? 40, you're not going back.
I'm going back tonight.
I'm going to finish it.
45 minutes kind of tells me you weren't that riveted.
No. It tells me that I had a long weekend. And I was up till 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, so I didn't want to stay up till 11 o'clock last night. So at 9:15, I said, I'm going to cut it off
here. I'm going to watch it today.
We're going to re-engage on Monday night.
I'm going to watch it.
And I probably won't finish it tonight.
I got to finish it.
You have to finish
it. It takes longer to take the SATs.
You know what I watch? I don't know if you guys have ever seen, Jason watches it. I know. HGTV, right? So I was stuck in a zone where, I don't know, one of these nights of the four, I watched like 4 straight episodes of My Lottery Dream Home or something.
I mean, that's 2 hours.
If you watch that,
I watch it all the time with the guy who's like the realtor who's all padded up.
Well, yeah, he's not the realtor, but he's the guy.
Yeah, but he's spending all of their lotto winnings.
He's gotten like over the last 2 years, he's got 600 tattoos now, and he's a bizarre looking creature.
He looks like Birdman.
It's so weird.
Can he dunk?
Birdman from the Miami Heat.
Right.
Kevin's on that path, by the way.
And all I do, the whole thing is every episode, he's got a new tattoo, or halfway through the episode, he doesn't have one on his neck. Then he's got one on his neck, and all you do is watch the tattoos on this guy, and they're just so bizarre.
He's evolving right in front of your eyes.
Yes, but then the other thing that struck me is all these lottery winners are out there, and you know you always read these stories about lottery winners that go busto. It totally makes sense because they're all stupid. Like they're all dumb
they're
people.
All
I hope to be that
they're
stupid one day.
They're just dumb
bought
people.
Tickets this weekend,
and of course they're going to be terrible with their money because they were terrible with their money before.
Yeah, they just have more money to blow.
But it was hysterical that some of these people. So they win $1 million, and God bless them. They didn't go buy a $1 million house. They bought like an $80,000 house in Cleveland or something, and it was their lottery dream home. And I'm going, what am I watching this for? We're looking at all these poopers, like some of the worst homes ever with chain link fences that even Valdez wouldn't even have in his backyard.
You could be watching. See, you're wasting your time. You could be watching Robert De Niro throw the
slowest
kick.
You could be watching The Irishman.
No, but I actually got a kick out of it. I actually enjoyed it. I'm not going to get a kick out of watching an 80-year-old Al Pacino.
I see what you're doing there.
By the way, De Niro, old. underrated movie, I'm telling you it's good, is Grudge Match.
With Stallone?
Yes.
Not interested. Yeah, no. Two old guys getting in a ring and fighting each other?
It's a good movie.
Okay, that's fine.
You'll laugh.
Maybe. I'll never watch it.
Let me see. Last but not least, I don't know that this will last. There's a couple other stories here. But the Fox looks like they're doing a story on Liz Hurley and how hot she is at 54. I don't know. You can Google that if you're into it. I mean, she's the hottest 54-year-old on the planet. And I don't think it can be touched. I've said that every year. She gets hotter. I don't know how she does it. But Pete Davidson, I don't even know why he's that famous. He's a Saturday Night Live guy, right?
Yeah.
And I guess everybody loves him. He's another one with more tattoos every day. He's mostly famous for the chicks he dates, right? He was dating that Ariana Grande for a while.
Correct.
Was he dating Liz Hurley?
No, there was a...
No. Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. He's always dating Cindy Crawford's daughter.
One of the Gerbers or whatever.
Yeah,
he had a controversial moment on Saturday Night Live. Was it regarding the soldiers overseas? What was it?
Not sure.
Recently, within the last few weeks, he had a moment where he made fun of that congressman.
Like
that congressman. Yeah, he was. That's what it
right.
was. The congressman who had the eye patch.
Correct.
He was clubbing him.
Yeah.
I think it was. He's like a war hero.
Correct.
But anyway, I guess because these comedy shows. They really are going after comedians now. You can't say anything. People are just reporting it, and they're crushing you. So Davidson now is apparently trying to make fans sign $1 million NDA, non-disclosure agreement, to attend his shows. So obviously, no recording devices. You can't even talk about the show afterwards. And if he finds out that you did, like you're trashing him or you're trashing the show, he allegedly could sue you for up to $1 million. Now, I don't see how this will last.
It seems ridiculous.
It seems beyond the pale.
How do you enforce that?
I don't know. But would you go to a show of anybody?
No.
If they made you sign $1 million non-disclosure agreement?
No,
are you kidding?
Of course not.
Who's going to do that?
Maybe my guy Bob Marley. I'm a big fan. Or Sebastian Maniscalco.
Big Bob Marley, Mark.
I am.
I don't think that's going to work.
Norm MacDonald. I'm seeing him at Hollywood Casino.
Yeah, thanks, JP. That's my Norm MacDonald. That's all I got.
How old is Hugh Jackman? There's a photo of him.
Like 50 at least.
Yeah, I'd say early 50s.
His wife is 64.
Yeah, she's older.
He might be time to dump her. Wasn't he like sexiest man alive like a few years ago?
Yeah, he might. He's 51.
He might need. Yeah, he needs to donk her off.
His net worth, according to Wiki, $150 million.
That's crazy.
It's called true love.
True love. Oh, okay. All right. I guess if it's true love,
that's a good EP. I was entertained.
See, thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. Four cakes. EB Fish. I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're coming up next.
Boom.
Right here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.